Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Genetic therapies present exciting possibilities, and one place that's now leading with the cutting-edge experiments is China.
Today, only 10 human clinical trials in the world use a technology called CRISPR, which makes gene editing possible, and 9 of those trials are in China.
CRISPR is short for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. In bacteria, where CRISPR was first described and characterized, it represents a primitive immune system that protects bacteria from invading viruses.
Some clever biologists recognize that the CRISPR system could be used for genome editing. This means we have a powerful tool to correct genetic mistakes, to alter the properties of human cells, and fight cancer.
In 2015, Chinese scientists used CRISPR to edit the genome of a human embryo. This sent shockwaves around the scientific world, and now other Chinese scientists are altering human immune cells to enhance their cancer-fighting properties.
One approach alters a gene for a protein called programmed cell death protein 1. Scientists have used CRISPR to knock out the protein in immune cells. By doing so, cancer cells can't activate this protein and cause the immune cells to self-destruct. This allows immune cells to more effectively kill cancer cells.
This approach is being used to attack prostate, lung, and bladder cancers. Others are replacing T-cell receptors with ones that destroy leukemia cells.
Even though some fear CRISPR could be used to create customized super babies, it can become a powerful weapon against our most stubborn diseases.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.